If it's part of the recommendation that President, can we hear from the speakers before we ask questions, if there are any speakers on this? But that, like, in the last section, they had some questions that they couldn't directly ask staff, but maybe those of us can ask.
Sure, that's fine. Yes.
I just wanted to clarify again on this last slide 22. Could you just kind of go over that again? I was probably thinking about what you were concerned with trying to do. So, if you don't mind just kind of repeating that, what that represents, what we're trying to do. I want to make sure I have it.
Slide 22 is showing you the modernization obligation stats for CSD number one. It shows you the obligation at the top, which we show the map and the number of dwelling units. I just like to provide that average so that when we're comparing across CSDs, you can see that. And then the bottom part, honestly, comes directly from that 30-year summary. What you spent.
So, because they have not spent that much on modernization of these projects, that's why there's still 82 million that could be used for that purpose.
Yes.
Does that mean we've collected that much money?
No, that's the obligation.
Okay. All right. And tell me what the obligation is versus what we've already taxed and collected. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, they're not in the changeable terms, obviously.
No, they're not.
Okay.
The obligation was derived by looking at the formation documents in a manner that lets us know that those items can be funded. What? That I can fund new construction, that I can fund modernization. We attempted to quantify those things so that when speakers came to you and said, I've paid enough. I want you to be able to say, look, they did the math for 30 years, every payment, down to the dime. This is how much your, for example, special taxes paid for debt service. This is what your debt service paid from bond proceeds. If we didn't pay bond proceeds, we paid admin. Here it is. Here's every dime. And then the pay-go money, either we spent it or it's right here in the bucket.
Mm-hmm. So, pretty simply, I just have a question on page 10 and 11. So, can you walk me through the map on how you got to, on each one of them? So, I noticed that the modernization rehabilitation obligation numbers for the middle, high, and total are identical for both pages, but the numbers at the bottom are different.
This is because of the different types of units generating different need of seats.
So that's where the generating numbers at the top is.
I can give you a really simple example. Okay. If I had 100 dwelling units and they were single family detached, and should use your student generation rates, and the student generation rates were 1, you're not, it's just math, you're going to create 100. I have 100 dwelling units that I just say this in the family detached. Single family detached.
Although you said it was simple.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm talking so fast. 100 dwelling units, they're all single family detached, and your student generation rate is 1. So I'm going to project 100 students come from those 100 dwelling units. I go over here, I have 100 dwelling units, they're apartments. And your student generation rate for apartments is 2. So same number of dwelling units, double the kids. I just used a really bad example, but you can see it's based on the type of unit
within the state. That's at the top of the sheet. Okay, thank you. That's our job.
You're welcome.
Speakers.